Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello and welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Monty Walden. In recent years, I've noticed increasing interest in ideas such as organic wines, so-called natural wines, and biodynamic wines. I'll read for you some excerpts from my book, Biodynamic Wine, and follow up with some commentary on the topics covered. For those interested in acquiring the full biodynamic wine text, it's available from my publisher, Infinite Ideas, who right now is offering a discount of 15% through July 31st, 2020. To get the discount, use the code, which is BIO15OFF, at infiniteideas.com. That's BIO, which is a B-I-O 15OFF. This week, we'll provide an overview of some biodynamic preparations, along with the substances that go into them. So Rudolf Steiner created his 9 biodynamic preparations from natural substances: cow manure, quartz or silica, it's the world's most abundant mineral, by the way, and 7 medicinal plants. Making the preparations involves sheathing 6 of them in specifically chosen animal organs. Now, we may find this discombobulating, but Steiner's contemporaries were quite used to butchering farm animals and game at home. Understanding each individual preparation becomes easier if you think first of the original substance it's made from, whether it's mineral or plant, followed by whether the substance, sheathed or not, undergoes its transformation by being buried in the earth, or hung in the air, or soaked in water, and then the time of the year it is made, and finally the period of the year through which it is left to transform. We've mentioned 9 biodynamic preparations. 3 of these preparations are turned into field sprays, while 6 are applied as compost. Let's begin with those preparations that are sprayed onto fields, onto the vineyards, namely horn manure, horn silica, and common horsetail tea or fermented liquid manure. First, we'll discuss horn manure, also referenced by biodynamic growers, using the preparation number 500. Horn manure 500, or the horn dung or cow dung preparation, as some call it, is the one preparation that those with only a passing interest in or awareness of biodynamics seem to have heard of. Horn manure may even be considered the nursery slope biodynamic preparation, because having mastered how to make it, bury a cow horn filled with cow manure for 6 months over winter, then dig it up and extract the manure from the horn, and understood why it is used and how it is used in the way that it is, the rest of the biodynamic theory and practice no longer seems quite so impenetrable. Of all the animal manures, that from the cow appears unrivaled in the powerful yet efficient way it stimulates soil fertility, plant growth, and thus life. From a biodynamic perspective, manure is not simply vegetable matter that is broken down whilst passing through an animal's digestive system, but vegetable matter which has also been impregnated with an animal's metabolic forces. Digestion releases energy as both intangible forces and tangible substances to nourish both the spiritual and physical body. Peter Proctor says that by improving both structure and humus levels in soil, the horn manure 500 helps increase the soil's water holding capacity by making it more permeable and humic, and balancing soil pH by lowering it in alkaline soils and raising it in acid soils. The soil, whether dominated by clay or peat, will in time take on the same crumb structure, he says. So wherever one is in the world, one should be able to tell if horn manure 500 is being used or not. Horn manure 500 helps vine roots grow longer, deeper, thicker, and more spread out. breaking up hard bands and allowing improved nutrient uptake and resistance to climatic stress, especially drought. For the manure, collect fresh cowpat in autumn directly from the pasture before the animals are moved inside for winter. The manure can be put into the horns fresh on the day it is collected, or may be kept for up to 2 days, frost-free, before being used. Manure can be stuffed into the horns by hand with the help of a wooden spatula or dowel. The filled horns should be buried in a pit up to 75 centimeters deep. As Horn Manure 500 will take on some of the characteristics of the earth in which it is buried, the soil must be neither too clay or too sandy. The middle of a rich pasture treated with the biodynamic preparations for some time in which cows graze is ideal. The same pit can be used over and over again. The filled horns are usually buried at autumn equinox and dug up at spring equinox 6 months later. The horns thus remain buried during the entire winter. When the horns are dug up 6 months later, their contents should be dark brown to brownish black in colour, supple, colloidal and elastic in texture, and smelling pleasantly of humus. A useful rule of thumb is that the contents of one horn are enough for 1 hectare of vines per year. Otherwise, a figure of 30 to 120 grams per spray is normal. Demeter's biodynamic standards suggest a total of 300 grams per hectare per year. The preparation is diluted in 25 to 120 litres of water, the exact volume depending on how much water is available, what kind of spray apparatus is being used to diffuse it, and how much land there is to cover. Spraying Horn Manure 500 at least once is the bare minimum for a Demeter-certified biodynamic farm. 2 or 3 annual applications are usual, 1 or 2 in autumn, and a final one in late winter or early spring. Rudolf Steiner was clear that spraying Horn Manure 500 was not to be seen as a substitute for spreading compost, but as a means of enhancing the effect that compost has on the land. Horn Silica 501. Horn Silica 501, or Horn Quartz, or Horn Silicum as it's sometimes known, is the yin to Horn Manure's yang. While Horn Manure 500 influences the lower part of the vine and its roots, Horn Silica 501 influences the upper part of the vine, namely its shoots, leaves, and the wine grapes. Very finely ground quartz has a large light reflecting surface area. This is put into cow horns, which are then buried in the soil to expose the silica to the light and warmth of summer. When stirred in water for 1 hour and sprayed onto plants, this preparation conveys light qualities that have been transformed by the summer processes in the soil. This light energy promotes and organizes plant metabolism. Stimulating photosynthesis in the leaf by spraying Horn Silica 501 helps chlorophyll formation. This in turn stimulates enhanced fruiting, fertilization, seed formation, both during the year the vines are sprayed and in the following year too, because the reserve buds for the following year form on the current year's fruiting shoots. Vines sprayed with Horn Silica 501 produce grapes with increased disease resistance, enhanced aroma, color, and flavor, higher nutritional quality with lower nitrates and increased dry matter, and which produce wines with enhanced aging potential. Rudolf Steiner described how to make Horn Silica 501. Once again, take cow horns, but instead of stuffing them with manure, fill them with quartz that has been ground to a powder and mixed with water to the consistency of a very thin dough, is what he said. Quartz, the most common mineral found on Earth, is mainly composed of the compound silica. The most familiar silica-rich substances we come across in our everyday lives include sand and glass. In biodynamics, quartz in crystalline form, usually gathered either as rocks from mountain slopes or riverbeds, is commonly used. Horn Silica 501 should spend 6 months in the ground during its preparation, either between the spring and autumn equinoxes, when the Earth's forces are outwardly directed, or centrifugal, or between summer and winter solstice. A Horn Silica spray preparation for a hectare of land is prepared by adding 5 grams, or 1 level teaspoon, to 30 to 70 litres of water. Horn Silica 501 is the quickest biodynamic field spray preparation to apply, for even with the lightest of breezes, several rows can be sprayed with a single pass. Spreading vegetative growth is encouraged if Horn Silica 501 is sprayed in the early morning, the time when the earth begins to exhale forces, and as the sun is rising, to establish a connection between the crops and the light forces. Common Horsetail 508. This spray preparation lacks the cornerstone status of the two horn preparations, 500 and 501, and shares none of the near mystically weird methodology of the solid compost preparations, 502 to 506. It doesn't get sheathed in an animal organ, it doesn't get buried in the ground or hung in the sun. The common horsetail, or Equisetum arvens, plant is a very light, fern-like perennial which grows along shady riverbanks and lakesides, or anywhere where drainage is poor. The common horsetail 508 spray preparation can be made either as a fresh tea or as a fermented liquid manure. Pierre Masson suggests harvesting fresh plant material each year to maintain this preparation's effectiveness. Making common horsetail 508 as a fresh tea. The plant fronds are picked and dried in airy shade until needed, but should retain their green colour. For 1 hectare of vines, add roughly 100 to 300 grams to between 2 and 5 litres of water. This is then brought to a rolling boil on a low flame to, quotes, loosen up the fronds, then covered and left to simmer for 30 minutes to an hour. From the concentrate, make a 10 to 20% dilution either by adding water or by adding the concentrate directly to vineyard sprays, like those used to combat downy and powdery mildew. Making common horsetail 508 as a fermented liquid manure. Common horsetail tea left to macerate in a glazed crock or other storage container with a loose-fitting lid for 10 to 14 days at ambient temperature or in the sun will ferment, with no negative effect on its usefulness. A distinctive smelling gas, hydrogen sulfide, is given off, sulfur being one important constituent of common horsetail, and silica being another. The fermented liquid manure version of common horsetail is usually employed as a soil rather than crop spray to carry solar and other warmth or light forces into the soil. Thus, it can be sprayed in less pressured moments, such as late autumn and early spring, and on areas of the vineyard where experience suggests potentially harmful fungi are likely to appear. This is just a brief introduction to those biodynamic preparations that are applied as field sprays. Steiner and his contemporaries may have come up with explanations for why their treatments worked that might seem odd to us today. Meanwhile, we now have the benefit of alternate explanations that provide insight into what is actually happening in the environment. Such is the case of horn manure changing the physical structure of the soil, regulating pH, stimulating soil biota, and improving water retention through the introduction of organic matter. As always, thank you for listening to the Italian Wine Podcast, and join us next week for more biodynamic wine and biodynamic preparations. Specifically, we'll start to delve into the biodynamic preparations that are not applied as sprays, but rather as compost. Of course, If you're interested in my book, Biodynamic Wine, my publisher, Infinite Ideas, is currently offering 15% off through July the 31st, 2020, with offer code BIO15OFF.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.